M0FXB Uniden 260DN. Let's look at the band scope feature. So we're in normal scan mode. You just press scan, it's scanning. Then you can press F. So the silver button is like a function button. So you go F. F appears on the screen, then 3, and you go straight into band scope. And I feel this is the easiest way to use the band scope. You just go to the frequency you're already listening to. But there are parameters you can change. One is you can press the function button and then hit scan, and look up here at the top. So F scan, it says max, so it'll hold the max signals for a while rather than just showing the strongest one. And to change it to the normal search, just press F again and then scan, and it says search, and that's your normal mode. If you press this little dot no button just here, just press it once, you'll see that it starts to flash span, CF or step, and you can scroll around these. So if we enter the span, what I mean is that when the span is flashing, you can change it here, turn the big knob, and you can change the span that you are scanning. Keep pressing the no, and we've gone to the step, and we can change the step. If you go the wrong way, it beeps at you, okay? And it has got 8.33. Press the no again. Now you've got the center frequency. Press enter, and you can actually type a completely different frequency. We've got 1, 3, 3, 8. Oh, I forgot the dot. Let's go again. 1, 3, 3, dot 8, 5, 0. And then enter. So now the air band is the center frequency. Now, as far as I can see, you can't really hear anything. It's more of a visual thing to see that, you know, the band activity. And you can move to it, you know. You can move to it, and then you can see there's some activity there. Like so. If you press LO, actually, look at all that. Wow. There's a lot going on with the air band. Well, the instruction manual says if you press function and clear, it puts you back to the center frequency if you've moved away from it. But I can't see the CLR button. If someone can see that, let me know. Anyway, otherwise, just if you want to just carry on scanning, just go back to scanning, pressing the scan button here. And then what do I press? I just press hold. And when I'm in hold, I type what I want to listen to. Like so, 145. I always press the hold again, not enter, because if you go into enter, it saves it as a memory. And then, so you turn up the volume, there's no activity at the moment. Oh, whoa. It's a nice scanner. It does do DMR. So that's pretty cool. Bye for now, 7.3.